Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
One of the true stars of the NFL. Anytime you get a chance to rap with one of the best at his position, as our next guest most clearly is, that will be Darren Waller from the Las Vegas Raiders. Tight end, it's an absolute treat. And we know his story from the depths of despair and personal anguish to the top of the mountain. And I'm sure I can sum it up pretty easy. I know it wasn't easy for him to get to this point. But boy, does he make it look easy when he's on that football field. Darren's with us here, Tiki and Tierney. Darren, congrats on a personal great season and a great rise to where you've reached. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you, guys, and appreciate you guys having me today.
You bet.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. One question, this is outside of your control, but I just wonder if you have an opinion on it. I saw the All-Pro team come out the other day, and there was no second team. Obviously, Kelsey was the first team All-Pro, but there was no second team. I was like, what about Darren Waller? Did you see that? I mean, not that you get upset because it's a subjective honor, but that surprised me that you, who have been grown into one of the best tight ends in football, weren't given that honor. You deserved it for sure.
Yeah, I saw it. People were definitely hitting me up about it, but I mean, I get how their system works where Kelsey got all the first team votes, and you know, I don't try to worry about stuff like that too much. I just, you know, when I look in the mirror and I like what I see, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't have to worry about it because you do your thing on the field and everybody knows it, including your head coach. I did your last game of the season, and it was entertaining which was fun for you and Denver. You won on a two-point conversion, which you scored the two-point conversion. But this season was an explosion for you, and it was, and BT mentioned, it almost looked easy. Is this game gotten easy for you, or does it feel easy for you?
I would say I've made it a lot simpler, and I feel like that's come from preparation and just you know off seasons of repetition and putting in work and not having to worry if I belong or if I'm good enough to other people or if I'm good enough to myself. I've just made it simpler from a mental perspective and just allowed just the physical tools that God gave me to kind of take over.
Was there a point, because, you know, Tiki's talked about when he was first drafted by the Giants in 97, Darren, he was a second-round pick, great career at Virginia, second-round pick, returning punts, starting to get some looks as a running back, and then it took a couple of years for him to develop into one of the best players in the game. Was there an aha moment? When did it click? When you're obviously humble, just based on what you said about the All-Pro, but when you said to yourself or to your closest, your family, oh, I know. I can slay this. Like, when did it slow down for you? Do you have a specific moment?
I would say last year we played Minnesota. I think it was the third game of the season. And, I mean, we got beat pretty bad as a team, but I had 13 catches for 135, and that defense is really good, like loaded with talent.
Yes, it is.
And there were a lot of, like, I made plays in the passing game, but also, like, was in pass pro repetitions with, you know, they had Griffin and Hunter at the time, and I felt like I was holding my own with them and just doing things in a run game. So it was just like a lot of stuff happened in that game. And I was like, oh, this is a really good defense, and I did okay. So I'm like, I feel like I can build on this going forward.
There you go. It's Darren Waller, tight end, outstanding tight end for the Raiders. So, you know, you've got the components. I mean, Jacobs can run. Mm-hmm. You've got a pretty good quarterback. You've got a good head coach. The O-line, there's been a lot of resources there, a lot of money, a lot of free agent money. You know, you drafted Ruggs, good, young, fat, he can burn, he can fly. What's the problem with the Raiders? Why are the Raiders getting to this point the last couple of years and things kind of spiral out of control? They unravel when they're not supposed to, at least from our seat. What's happened the last 2 years?
I feel like from a complimentary football perspective, that's been our downfall. There have been times where the offense has been firing pretty good, and you know, the defense hasn't played to what they expect themselves to play, and there are times where the defense is playing pretty good, and offensively, you know, we struggle with ball security, or we can't finish drives in the red zone, things like that. So it's just like being on the same page with all phases of the game hasn't been something that we've been able to put together consistently over the past few years, but that's something that we're looking to do next year and building going forward into the future.
Yeah, no, one of the things that you Coach Gruden talked about was how he's looking for that alpha on the defensive side of the ball, and he believes that you have it on the offense side, obviously, because of the talent that's there. And, you know, doing that game, I kept saying to myself, this team is, I mean, I'm bullish on you guys. You're not far away. It's not like, you know, you're missing this and that and the other thing. It's there's little things. How close do you guys think you are for, you know, competing for tops in the division? Obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be there for a couple of years here. But, you know, how far away do you guys feel you feel you are from being one of those top teams in the AFC?
I agree with you. Not far at all. I mean, we've played, you know, Kansas City late in November or early December for first place in the division the past 2 years.
Yep.
So I feel like just that alone says that, you know, we can hold our own and are able to put ourselves in those moments consistently. But it's about what we do from there and finishing the season with the same attention to detail, finishing with the same hunger to improve and not just, you know, get through or try to get to some point, but to continue to improve day in, day out, even when you're not your freshest or not your, you know, feeling the best during the week. It's in those times, are we going to continue to get better? And that's what we got to do.
So Darren, talk to us a little bit here. We know about your proximity, if you will, to the Chiefs being in the AFC West here. You also played Buffalo. You played them early in the season. You guys lost by, I think it was a touchdown, close game. You know, when you prepared for that Buffalo game, I know I'm taking you back to basically early October, late September, I get it, and you played a lot of games since there. But when you watched them on film, when you prepped for them, in the back of your mind, were you saying, all right, this is a team that is maybe a threat to represent the AFC and maybe get to the Super Bowl? Are you surprised by where they are at this point? Give us a little something on the Bills, Darren.
I was not very surprised. You know, preparing for the Buffalo, I was like, this is a dangerous team, without a doubt. Someone that is definitely a playoff team and someone that can, you know, have a chance to represent the AFC for sure. With the Buffalo defense, you definitely have to match their effort throughout the game. That's the first thing. And then they have talent at every level, great interior and, you know, DN pass rush, Tremaine Edmonds in the middle. You know, I feel like guys like Milano and those guys are underrated as well. Great safety tandem. One of the best corners in the game out there. So that defense is top to bottom, talented and fundamentally sound. And then you see what the offense is doing. That's just insane.
Yeah. No, you know, and you know, the team that they're playing, the Kansas City Chiefs, you are one of the few, really the only one, because they kind of didn't suit up really for the last week of the season, but you were the only team that beat them.
They abused them.
Yeah. And so what was the key, you know, to beating the Kansas City Chiefs? Because they feel like, you know, they're elite, obviously, but you guys handled it. And what's the key to that?
Offensively for us in that game, what we did was they like to take chances with the bracket coverage where mm-hmm. they'll jump people and leave the middle of the field open. So there were a lot of deep post routes that were open that game. So you got to take your shot, whereas, you know, maybe a 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-2 where you'd be super conservative, take a shot because they're being very aggressive with their coverage. You can take advantage of that, and that's where those big plays came from. And just running the ball consistently. I feel like these last 2 years, Kansas City's defense has gotten better as the season goes along, and they play better in the playoffs. But if you stick with the run, I feel like that's a recipe for success, and take those shots in situations where you know, they try to be aggressive with their coverages.
By the way, I was going to say, Darren, go ahead, T, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to just say that you were perfectly balanced in that game. 31 carries, 31 pass attempts.
Oh, wow, I didn't even realize that. Yeah. That's perfect. And listen, right. what you just said about running the ball, That's really the big difference. Maybe the only difference, although Mahomes is a little bit, you know, and Allen's great, but Mahomes is Mahomes. The ability to run the ball, the Chiefs put up about 120-something yards a game, where the Bills are, they'll get some runs, but a lot of the runs are coming from Allen, you know? I mean, yeah, Singletary get a few touches. Like, there's just less balance with Buffalo, and for that reason, I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Is there a reason to maybe pick Buffalo to win this game? That's something I didn't identify. Can you actually pick the Bills to win?
I can. I like their receiver matchups. I don't see anyone sticking with Diggs, anyone sticking with Cole Beasley, the young Davis, guys like that, John Brown. They have the advantage in the skill players, and I feel like they're going to stick with what they do.
Yeah. No,
calling the upset here, Teak. Look at him.
I hear it. Darren, we know BT mentioned your story and, you know, the addiction that you had to overcome. And your foundation, the Darren Waller Foundation, it's helping other kids and younger adults, and young adults, I should say, do the same. Tell us a little bit about this. It's obviously an amazing initiative, but even more powerful because of your journey and your story.
So, yeah, it's obviously just, you know, basically wanting to give young people tools, not tell them what to do, not talk down on them for what they may be doing or what they may think about doing, but it's just more so putting tools out in front of them, and my story being one of them, letting them choose for themselves. Hopefully that those tools are something that they can grab onto, whether it's, you know, a creative hobby or it's meditation or it's, you know, just something that can occupy their time or occupy their mind and help allow them to be themselves and not want to conform. So that's really the thing. Of course, educating them on what drugs and alcohol can do to them going forward. They choose to take that route, but it's more so just letting them know that, hey, there are more options to, you know, being cool. You don't have to fit in. You don't have to be cool. You don't have to do all that. You can be yourself and do what you want to do in life and be just fine. So that's really what the foundation is all about.
That's amazing. And Darren, when you come across, you know, young men and young women, and not even just young, but just people in general that have demons and addictions, various addictions, obviously, do you find that the majority of those conflicted and battling those diseases and those demons are less willing to admit that they have a problem or just not yet ready to change their ways?
I'd say it's a mixture of both. Cause I saw both of those in me. I feel like the biggest breakthrough and the greatest change happened when I finally admitted that, you know, I had a problem in that I wasn't as in control as I thought I was, and I needed to let some things go and surrender. And there is a pride element involved because you don't want to admit that defeat. You don't want to think of yourself as weak, but in that weakness, there's strength. It allows you to change. There's more room for God to work or whatever you believe in to work on your behalf to, you know, allow you to see who you really are and the power that you really have in yourself. So I think there's a mixture of both. And it's tough to overcome. It's tough to reach that point. It was incredibly painful for me, but incredibly rewarding as well.
It's amazing. I mean, I know I keep saying it's amazing every time you finish talking, but it truly is. I mean, we have you on the show because you're one of the superstars of the NFL, but there are a lot more people that will probably, at the end of this interview, you know, take that away with them as they hear this coming through the radio speakers and smartphones, et cetera. You know, just talking just keeping it real and how tough it could be. And I know you were in pretty deep. I've read stuff about you. You've been very open about it. It's great to hear you fighting. It's great to see you thriving. And it's really impressive to see you trying to help people. Good on you, man. Really good for you, Darren. Great job.
Congrats, Darren, on the success and continued success going forward.
I appreciate you guys. Tiki, this definitely means a lot to me because I grew up, my dad was a Giants fan. So I watched growing up all the time. So I appreciate this.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, but my dad was born in Queens and lived in New York, and so we moved here. I grew up here.
Is your pop still alive? Hopefully, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, he's alive.
Listen, Darren, Raider. Thank God, Raider fans gonna hate this, but Teak, listen, Ingram, they're gonna probably cut Evan Ingram. Why don't you get him over there with the Giants, man?
Oh, no, John Gruden is never letting you go ever. Sorry, and he's got what, 7 more years left on that contract. You're gonna be there forever, Darren.
You should be if they're smart. Good stuff, Darren.
You're fun to watch and you're fun to root for, Darren. Continued success.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.